Hey everyone, welcome to our morning devos. Today's chapter is John chapter 16. As usual, let me read this for us, and then I'll share some thoughts to supplement your own readings for the day. But this is John chapter 16. This is Jesus speaking when he says, "I have said all these things to you to keep you from falling away. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, the hour is coming when whoever kills you will think he is offering service to God. And they will do these things because they have not known the Father nor me. But I have said these things to you, that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told them to you. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. A little while, and you will see me no longer, and again a little while, and you will see me." So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that you say to us? A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father?" So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves? What I meant by saying, 'A little while and you will not see me, and again a little while and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again. And your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In the previous chapters, chapters 14 and 15, Jesus has explained a few different things, but in a big picture sense, he has essentially been preparing the disciples for when he leaves. In fact, scholars refer to these chapters as the farewell discourse, as in, you know, Jesus' words before he departs. Jesus knows that soon he will be arrested and crucified, and after that, he will rise again and physically depart from the disciples. So he's using this time before all of this to teach and prepare his disciples for a time when he will no longer physically be with them. One of the things he's been preparing them for is adversity. He's made it clear that there will be opposition to them as followers of Christ and that the world will hate them and their teaching. But not only is Jesus warning them that this will happen and just leaving them to figure it out on their own, he's also equipping them with what they'll need to stand firm in the midst of opposition and adversity. That's what Jesus means in chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. He's saying all these things to keep them from falling away and so that when the hour comes, when the times of difficulty come, they may remember what Jesus told them. I believe the main idea of this chapter can be found in verse 33, when Jesus said, "I have said these things to you," these things meaning everything else that came before it, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In a sense, this verse sums up everything Jesus has said and taught since chapter 14. It tells us that though we will face trials and tribulations in this world, we can find peace in knowing that Jesus is preparing a place for us in heaven. Our hearts can find rest because Jesus has overcome the world. He is greater than the world and above it all. Now, all of this has a little bit of a future bend to it, and they're meant to give us hope for what's to come. And it's very important for us to remember these truths. Sometimes we can get bogged down with what's happening right here, right now, and forget that there is this hope of what is to come in the future. But this future hope also gives us what we need for the present tribulations as we look ahead to the future. The main thing he refers to in this chapter is the Holy Spirit. Jesus talked about the Holy Spirit in chapter 14 as well, and he explained how the Holy Spirit will be sent to dwell in us and allow us to do greater works through his power. And of course, we know that this was said in a future way to the disciples, but today we know that we have this Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in us now and allows us to do these greater things, to be in the presence of God. I just want to build on what was said in chapter 14 a little bit more, based on what we read here today in chapter 16. And I want to just add on that the power we receive through the Holy Spirit is the Spirit also points us to truth. That is what the Spirit does. He leads us. He points us to truth. In verse 13, Jesus says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth." The Spirit is our helper and our guide and points us to the truths of God. The Spirit is able to do that because, well, first of all, he is God, and everything he speaks is from the Father and glorifies God. So when you put all the pieces together, as followers of Jesus, we know that we are never alone, even in our moments of tribulation, because the Spirit, who is of God and from God, dwells in us to constantly point us toward God and his truth. So again, as followers of Jesus, we know that trials and tribulations will come. That's an inevitable part of life and an inevitable part of being a follower of Jesus. Sometimes it's going to come in the form of ridicule or opposition. It's going to come in the ways that our faith will be challenged or compromised. And in some places in the world, and maybe some of us will face this in our own lives, it'll come from actual physical persecution. Whatever it is, whatever form of trial and tribulation we may go through, whether now or in the future, we can take heart. Jesus has overcome the world, and he is preparing a place for us, and he has sent the Spirit of truth to dwell in our hearts now, speaking the truth of God, pointing us towards him, and guiding our steps along the way. In a practical sense, let's ask ourselves, how much are we depending on the Spirit in our lives? Are we tuning our hearts to listen to the truth the Spirit is speaking to us? When we read the Bible, like times like right now, and we spend time in prayer, are we asking the Holy Spirit to open our hearts to the truths of God? Sometimes, even followers of Jesus, we come to believe that this kind of thing of listening to the Spirit, of being led by the Spirit, is something for other Christians, for maybe more mature Christians, or those who lean more on what's known as the more charismatic side. The reality is that as we read here, the Spirit has been given to all believers. Every single follower of Jesus has the Spirit of God dwelling within them, which means that all of us are meant to hear the Spirit, be led by the Spirit, and follow where the Spirit leads us. So as we go about our lives, in both the good times as well as the times of trials, let's seek to live as those who are attentive to him, to the Spirit, and live as faithful followers of Christ. Let me pray to wrap us up here. Lord God, we thank you for this time in your word. And right now, I just want to pray that you would help all of us, myself and all of us listening, to be attentive to your voice, to be attentive to the voice of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you did not leave us here or abandon us or forsake us, but rather you called us your own, and you gave us the Holy Spirit to dwell within us and to guide us and to lead us into all truth. Lord, knowing this to be the case, I pray that we would look to you, trust you, depend on you, and every step of the way, whether in the times of trials and tribulations or times where things are going well, that we would find peace and assurance in knowing that you are with us. Thank you, Lord. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.